Macquarie National News at 7. Good evening, I'm Beau Mitchum. A family is relieved after a mother who vanished from her Coogee home has been found alive and well. Stuart Perry reports.
Jessica Bielek went to run errands yesterday morning but vanished, sending her family and friends into panic. Police issued a public appeal for information while detectives trawled over the limited CCTV footage in Coogee to try and track her movements. They also monitored her phone records and bank account to see if that would provide any information. But less than 30 minutes ago, police were alerted Miss Bielek had returned home. Stuart Perry, Macquarie National News.
Locals in a small Riverina town are struggling to make sense of the murder of bride-to-be Stephanie Scott. Cleaner Vincent Stanford has been denied bail in court after he was charged with killing the 26-year-old who vanished from Leeton High School on Easter Sunday. Her body is yet to be found, but her vehicle has been located. Mayor Paul Matem says the loss of the schoolteacher is devastating.
Everyone that you speak to just said what a lovely lady she was, and she was looking so much towards her marriage and just settling down and having a great life. So everything was in front of her.
Lawyers for the two Australians on death row in Indonesia are taking their case to the country's constitutional court. The latest bid to save Andrew Chan and Mayuran Sukumaran has been launched after a challenge to the pair's clemency rejection was turned down. Indonesia's Attorney General has dismissed it as delaying tactics and says he won't recognise it. New laws are being drafted to counter tax avoidance by multinational companies, but the Treasurer is refusing to speculate as to what form they might take. Joe Hockey says the government is determined to do whatever it can. Golden staff infection rates in public hospitals have dropped 6% in the last 12 months. Some hospitals are improving faster than others. Four, including St Vincent's, still have unacceptable rates. Clinical Excellence Commission Acting Chief Executive Dr Nigel Lyon says they could have a more vulnerable patient group.
We want to continue to focus on seeing those improvements right across all of the hospitals, and in particular, there are some hospitals that are improving faster than others. We want to support those hospitals that haven't yet made those important gains.
Former AFL star Ben Cousins has been granted bail after appearing in a Perth court charged with serious traffic offences. A warrant was issued for the 36-year-old's arrest after he failed to show up to court yesterday. He turned himself in this morning and has been warned he could face a mandatory jail term if he's convicted. Sydney has again been outstripped by Brisbane when it comes to the quality of our airport. A report by the Competition Watchdog has found Brisbane Airport has the highest rating from both airlines and passengers. ACCC Chairman Rod Sims says the cost of parking is a huge issue and they're trying to make public transport easier.
We have been looking at that issue and we've gently pushed people along to make sure that there's good access to those buses that are bringing people in from neighbouring car parks.
Briefly, a man has pleaded not guilty to knocking a young relative to the ground during an outbreak of violence at an NRL match. In finance, one Australian dollar is buying 76.94 US cents.
2GB Sport, thanks to RMB Lawyers, providing easy expert access to the law for 130 years.
In sport, NRL players risk being penalised or spending 10 minutes in the sin bin for dissent towards the match officials. James Graham and David Clemmer are spending time on the sidelines for their behaviour. Referees boss Tony Archer says they've drawn a line in the sand, insisting it won't be tolerated.
Yes, certainly I want the referees to take a strong stance on dissent. They can either march the player 10 metres or subsequently, if it's significant enough, the sin binning of a player.
Brisbane has lost Justin Hodges and Adam Blair for tomorrow night's NRL blockbuster against the Sydney Roosters. The Bondi club is gutted after Roger Tuivasa-Sheck announced he's linking up with the Warriors in a 3-year deal. Adam Scott is one of the first Aussie golfers teeing off tonight at the US Masters at Augusta. It's another big night at the National Swimming Championships featuring the men's final of the 50 metres freestyle. And Sydney FC coach Graham Arnold thinks a drama at Perth Glory will galvanise them for Sunday's game. It's 4:30 to 7:30. This is Macquarie National News.